Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending
God save us.
Greetings, our radio listening audience. Welcome once again this Sunday morning to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you very much for joining us this morning for our broadcast show. We're so glad to have you here. We hope that you will enjoy now another beautiful discussion with Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Please feel free to push the number one button on your phone. And we will see you in the studio. Your number will come up on the switchboard. And we will make sure that you join us in the discussion. Ask a question or give a make a comment. We'll be glad to have you with us. This show is your show. We want you to enjoy, and we want you to join. All right, today's show will be This World's Life is Goods and Chattels of Deception. This world and everything in it will soon pass away. Then a new world will take the place of it. Will you be prepared? Life is not for play and sport. This world is only an illusion. Everything you see and experience is only for the moment. Now it's here and now it's gone. You people are also an illusion. That's why it's so important that you join together as in one solid wall, striving for the best life for humanity. Show love and care for one another. Show it today, for tomorrow might be too late. Learn to appreciate the small things in life. Observe Allah's creation, the Almighty God's beautiful creation. Take time out to really look at and ponder it and give respect to small creatures in it. Learn to love and respect the earth that births you and give it to you sustenance. Give praise to your Creator in all that you do, and recognize his glory and the sunshine and the rain. Stay prepared for the day when your name will be called to return to your eternal home. Yes, it's so important, people, that we always recognize our Creator in the beginning, in the morning, and also when we return to our bed at night. We should always give praises to and thanks to our Creator and seek his help. Seek his direction first in whatever we do on earth. Let us recognize and give thanks to him for blessing us to just be. Instead of complaining about the world and what's in it, we're not looking to ourselves and see how we can help make change. You can help change and make it a better world for all to live in. This is what we're all about. And now we have Imam Shaheed Shabazz, our host for today. Join us. And let's bring him right on.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you, thank you. You are now on the air.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, as you can tell, I just took my nap and I just woke up, but you can rest assured that I'm fully conscious of Allah. I'm fully conscious of the life and the reality of the human being. And it's a difference between the human life and all other life. And so just wanted to start like that. But we will start with prayer, salat, a prayer in Arabic as we normally do. We'll just start in English with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship. Thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not rare, and who go not astray. Amen. We want to start by reading from the final revelations. In the Holy Quran, that Allah revealed to his last prophet, Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, 30 years ago, somewhere in that ballpark. Anyway, he raised up a man, and this is powerful. I heard some of what the co-host said. This is powerful, though. That one man, before he was mentioned as the last and universal prophet to all mankind, by Allah, that one man went around, and he was orphan. He didn't have a mother, father, his mother, father to raise him. He was raised by his uncle. But yet that young man grew up in an environment just like we're living in, an evil, corrupt, marred, decadent society. Evil every which way you turn. Horrific things. It was so bad that in his home city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia, the holy house over there is called the Kaaba. Kaaba means house of Allah. So this house of Allah was built by the father of all religions, him and his son, who both was a prophet, Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail. This was the holy house. That's why you got people from all races going to Mecca every year in acknowledgement that we all are one human race under one divine and spiritual creator that we cannot see, but he sees us. And they used to walk around this place, the women, nude, for the pleasure of those pagan leaders. They used to bury their little bitty baby girls alive. Just put them in the dirt. Put them, dig a hole, put them in there. And they say women was a source of shame. And they was embarrassed when they had a girl baby, so she had to die. Check that out. Like this world here, ain't people killing their babies? Remember the lady down in South Carolina that put up two babies in a car and drove them in a lake and then said a black man did it and they were looking for a black man. Huh? We're living in a time just like that, huh? Just like the prophet. But that one man made a difference for the whole world. That one man, because he didn't like all of that filth. He didn't like all of that evil. He didn't like all of that corruption around him, see? He didn't have the will to submit to it like we had a will to submit to the evil ourselves today. He didn't have the will to submit to that stuff. He didn't like evil. He didn't like this evil world. Evil, evil people. He didn't like that. He disliked it. And he was genuine in his dislike of that evil he was surrounded by. It was an ocean of evil. We're living in a world, an ocean of evil all around us all the time. Even when they said, Jesus, the prophet, peace be upon him. I'm getting to a point. A prophet Esau and Abraham say he walked the waters in the Bible. What was he talking about? We know you go out there and try to walk the ocean. Go just get out your boat and start walking. Just walk straight on into the ocean and see if you can walk on top of it and see what happens. You cannot walk on top of water, people. Water simply means morality. And admit that in a world of immorality, Jesus, the prophet, and all the prophets, they walked on moral consciousness. What is moral consciousness? God consciousness. In a world of evil, if you are not God conscious, that evil will submerge you and sink you down. Water means sink you down there, to sink you down in this hole of hell. We're down here in a hole of hell. And if you want to get up out of this hell hole, you must be sincerely God conscious. You can't play with God like most Muslims playing with Allah. You can't play with God, Allah, the Creator, like most Christians and Jews and people in general are playing with God, talking about I believe in God and still running around here fornicating. I believe in God, still running around here committing adultery, lying, stealing, cheating, lying, doing all this evil things, but yet talking about I don't know why Donald Trump doing this and that. You ought to be out of your mind. Donald Trump ain't but one man. You're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for what he do. You're responsible for what you do. One man, now let's go back to him, Prophet Muhammad. When he was blessed to become the prophet of Allah, I think around the age of, I could be incorrect, I stand to be corrected, around 40 years old. But the point is this. That one man, he devoted himself to Allah. This is important for us today. Very important for us as believers today. He devoted himself to Allah. So much so that he had to get away out of that wicked society. That's why Allah said in the Quran, if you're in a place where it's so wicked, my earthly spaces, move yourself out of that place. Move. That man kept on going to different cities, trying to find a place where the people weren't so wicked and evil. It was hard for him to find a place like that, just like it is hard to find a place like that today. That man went up in the caves, in the mountains, and found him a cave. And he used to go there much in solitude with Allah and let Allah just talk to him through the divine inspiration to his soul. And he listened at Allah. And that man, when Allah first revealed the revelations of the Quran to him, which we have the blessing of all months for all people, Muslim and all people next month, Ramadan, he revealed this his final revelations to Prophet Muhammad during this holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan also means purification. It means the burning or the purification. Because see, it's hard, and you can't be purified unless you go through hardships and suffering. Oh, yes. So he revealed his final revelations to this holy man, this spiritual man during this month, and he had his angel, archangel, Jibreel, peace be upon Jibreel, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. He said, read. This is important. Prophet Muhammad said, I can't read. The angel embraced him again. He said, read. He said, I can't read. The third time he said it with four more force. He said, read in the name of thy Lord who created mankind, created them from a mere cloud of congealed blood, or created them, in other words, from nothing and brought you into life out of nothing. That's what it really means, created you from nothing. So he was saying to the prophet, Allah can do anything, so read in the name of your Lord who have all power. And Prophet Muhammad began to read, but he didn't have that formal education. No. But he could read, he had a tongue, he had a mouth, he had eyes, he had intelligence. And that's all you need to read. And you go to your creator, he can make you do anything he wants you to do. So he began to read. And the next revelation he revealed to Prophet Muhammad was Al-Qaq. Al-Qaq. Qaq is in that word. You see, we come out of a clot of blood. Al-Qaq, meaning really, you clot of blood that I've made into human form, I want you now, since you got my revelation inside of you, go out and proclaim my revelation to the world. And he went out and did that. And he and his few followers were sought after to be killed to stop them from proclaiming La ilaha illallah, that there's no God but one creator. The pagan Arabs, where he stayed in Mecca, had 360 gods in the Kaaba they worshiped, sticks and stones and other all kinds of things. That man, they tried to kill him because they had control. They was like America. Long as they had their idols, America ain't nothing but full of idols too. There's symbols all over this place. And the idols symbolizing that there are whites and the Jews are the white gods of America and the world. So that's how the pagans were 1,400 years ago. Huh? When Prophet Muhammad was raised up. But that one man, because of his sincerity, that's why he said religion is sincerity, because of his sincerity, Almighty Allah blessed him to begin to make a difference in the world to such a degree to where he began to grow small numbers of people following him who was tired of this evil, tired of the wickedness in the world, in their part of the world, huh? To where he blessed him to meet a man, a friend, a black man by the name of Anajasa in Ethiopia. No, Abyssinia, yes. And this man was a king, a ruler, a black man, and a Christian. And he was his friend. And to show you how we're supposed to be friends, and Christian and Muslims. And he protected him from the pagan, the ignorant idolaters in Mecca, from killing him and his followers. And so He protected them as long as he could, but then the pagans kept following Prophet Muhammad from place to place, sending out men to kill him, soldiers to kill him. So eventually Allah revealed to him to go to Medina. So he and his followers, under the calm night darkness while the pagans were asleep, they walked to Medina. I think it was about 260-some miles. Show you how believers, we don't mind struggle. That gives us life. We go to life when you go through struggle and have faith in Allah and trust in Allah. So this man was able to be blessed by Allah to gather for people to follow him until so many people follow him. It outnumbered the enemies that wanted to kill him. And he was blessed to go back to Mecca and clean up the Kaaba, take all the idol gods out first, and establish first, La ilaha illallah, there's no God but Allah, the one creator. All in all, he's all in everything he created. And he established that concept, and from that point, he took back over the world and brought the world out of evil, like it is today, and injustice like it is today, and oppression like it is today, and brought the world back to the world Allah created in the beginning of freedom, justice, and equality. So don't tell me one person can't make a difference. That one person can make a difference if that one person is sincere. If that one person is like Prophet Muhammad, have good intentions, and hate the evil. No, you can't like evil and love evil and be a believer in the Lord. Are you insane? Whoever you are, you can be the Lord. They told us that as a child. They were right. They say, there's evil and there's good. They said there's only one God. They said, and you either love God and hate evil, or love evil and hate God. You can't love both. They said you can't serve two masters. They told the truth. That's Quran. You can't serve two masters. But most Muslims are trying to serve two masters, the white man and Allah, especially in America. And then I know a man that, you know, called us American Muslim, but he had a reason for doing that. He knew we ain't no American Muslim. Then he changed it, didn't he, and just said Muslim. He wanted us to get involved in this country and realize that this ain't the white man's country, that they stole us and took us over, brought us over here and built up this country for them. So we don't need to go back to Africa, nowhere. We need to build us a nation within this nation, because if this nation really belonged to us, because we built this nation, not the white man. We built everything. The only thing he said a white man built is the patent office so he could steal all our inventions. Because we couldn't patent them for ourselves. We were slaves. And he's still doing it. Black people, basketball players, Michael Jordan, one number one at the top, house nigger. Get all the money. They let them get all the money and make all the money they want, because they know what? They're their children. They're going to use that money the way they want to tell them to use it. So that one man made a change in the world. You as an individual Muslim, if you're sincere, you can make a change in the world. Believe it or not, me as an individual Muslim going on 43 years have made been blessed by Allah. I ain't did nothing, but been blessed by Allah to make a tremendous difference in North Carolina, all over the state. And I hope I got a guest on to come on and let you all know how much one man can make a difference, one woman can make a difference, if they are sincere and they voted to Allah and not playing with Allah like they ain't supposed to be. And that brother by the name is Muta. Do we have Brother Muta on yet?
No, sir. He's not on right now.
Okay, then, but I just want to say, and it might not come on, so I'll just continue. So one person can make a difference if that person is sincere. You know, I've been blessed to make a difference. I do door-to-door. I'm a merchant, and I do door-to-door sales. Yeah, for the faith, using the money in the cause of reforming the world through Al-Islam. I do social work. I'm a spiritual social worker. I don't work for the government. I work for the government of Allah, and I'm a spiritual social worker. Been working socially, spiritually for going on 43 years, all up and down the northeast coast of this country, and been seeing great results because Allah is all-powerful and he cannot fail. I'm going to read something for you and then give the co-host an opportunity to come back on. And I apologize for being a little late. I had to get me a little rest. I'm only human. I work so hard, and I love working hard to work like Prophet Muhammad did to reform this world. And I will continue until I die. And I'll die doing it, too. And I'm not afraid to die doing it. I just wanted to let you all know that, too. That's how y'all supposed to be. As they say, you believe in Allah. Allah's goodness and mercy are clear through all nature and in the heart and conscience of people. Allah alone knows all. Our knowledge can at best be partial. Yet we can travel through space and time and see how evil never prospered. Allah teaches us good, but how can we see if we make ourselves blind? At the end of all things, shall we know how small is our state? But for Allah's grace, let us bow to his will and accept his true guidance. Let us praise Allah and trust Allah now and forever. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I mean, yes, sir. No, brother, you were right on time. You weren't really late. You were right on time. And alhamdulillah, because thank you that you were able, he woke you up and bless you to be able to come on and not continue to oversleep. I understand how that is. I was almost like that last Sunday. I almost got
right. Yeah.
Yeah, so we all have those days when it's just hard for us to get out of that bed, open our eyes. We're sleeping so good.
Yes. But see, Allah loves those who understand As-salatu makari manam. As-salatu makari manam. Prayer is better than sleep. Remembrance of Allah is better than not remembering Allah. That's why he woke me up. He know I love remembering him, and that's the only symbolic of being conscious of God, Allah, all the time in your presence, that he see you, and you can't do your evil without him seeing you. It's better than not being conscious that he see you, because you'll keep right on doing even till you destroy yourself and the whole world.
Yes, sir.
God's
right.
Consciousness, remembrance of Allah. Dicker. Remembering Allah is better than not remembering Allah. Prayer is better than sleep, so I'm glad he woke me up.
Yes, wow, yes, indeed. We want to thank you, brother. And I want to remind the audience, for those who are just coming on, I see some who just came on, that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And we thank you, our radio listening audience, and those who choose to join us this morning. Today's discussion, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has begun with us today, we will move forward, is this world's life is goods and chattels of deception. And I think that a lot of us might not quite comprehend that goods and chattels of deception. We think, many, as Imam has been teaching, most of us want to believe that this world is real, that real, and there's nothing else after this world. Well, that's your deception. This world and all that's in it, as Imam Shahid Shabazz says, is only an illusion. And it's a test for us, to see which one's going to be best in conduct. In conduct for what? In conduct for our Creator, when we return to Him in the real world. Yes. All of this is going to pass away, and He's given us examples as we see each day, all life is passing away. We see the trees drying up and dying. We see the earth dying in its time. We see the animals and the creatures 1 minute, and then the next minute they're gone. And we see our own people, our own beloved ones. They're here with us 1 minute, the next minute they're gone, and we all must one day pass away. So it's not for real. So what happens once we pass away? Well, many want to believe that that's the end of life. We're just in our grave and that's it. So we better do what we want to do while we're on earth. But you're in for a terrible surprise. Yes. That is not the end of your life. Because your life is not your physical life. Imam Shahid Shabazz has been teaching hard to let you know that. It's not your physical life. It's your spiritual life. It's your soul that you must preserve. The reason why we're having all these problems on earth is because we are rebelling against the truth, rebelling against our Creator, denying Him, and want to think that we are in control. We are the God. We created all this on earth, didn't we? The earth and everything that's in it. And the fact that you have food in it to eat you, and all these different kinds of foods that you can wake up and get from the earth, and the animals, and you know how to use them for the food. Did you do that for yourself? No. I know your answer was no, we did not. Then where did you come from and why? And how do we know what foods to eat? How do we know what animals are good for us? All praises are due to Allah, the Almighty God, our Creator, for blessing us, sustaining us, and giving us His blueprint on life to live that many have thrown behind us. The Holy Quran. All right. Now that I think I have just about said enough, I'm going to turn the talk back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Let him continue. And for the guest to come on after he has spoken for a little while and you understand exactly what today's discussion is and can think on what you want to come in and say, then we will give you a chance to speak. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Hi, thank you. And you are really your listening audience for joining us today. We really appreciate your participation in this program because it's a program of life. It's a program of reforming the world, bringing back justice on this earth. And you can't have justice without equality. Everybody treat each other equal. Treat people the way you want to be treated. You don't want to be treated bad. Then you don't want to treat each other bad. You know, Allah say He created us in the Holy Quran as nations and tribes that we might get to know one another and not despise and hate one another. This is the real true order of the whole universe. It is to work together for the good of the whole. This is what we're supposed to do. This is our true nature. Good. Love for one another. Love for our Creator and love, true love for one another. So people, this is what I want to say. Allah revealed this in His Quran this morning to me. He said, people, this world, life is but a dream. Things are not really what they seem. Elevate your mind to the unseen. Dreams don't last because they are just an illusion. Dreams are really illusions to keep you from this world is a misrepresentation of the real unseen world of reality. Everything in this world is really an illusion. Reality have no beginning and no end. This world is a veil that covers the truth. Life for the human being is inside, people. It's inside, not outside. The world of our real life is a continuous process because our real life have the benefit of beginning from immortality. Immortality. Immortality never ends. Immortality have no beginning, and immortality have no ending. We are mortals. That lets you know we have an end. Human beings, hue. The word hue means of the earth. Being means the life that is in the earth. Being means coming into our real life inside. So the real human being is not the body you're looking at. It's the spirit of your Creator inside your body. That makes you a human being, not just any being, but a human being. Human beings have certain characteristics, which is our life and the characteristics of a human being is to teach us about the life to come after this life is over. It's to teach us about our eternal life. Almighty Allah said He created the human being and gave us life, that we would have life eternal, not just life temporal. Temporal life is just a test. This eternal life have a eternal creator. You cannot see his world of reality, which is unseen and eternal, looking at things temporary. Temporary means things that come and pass away. This world's downfall is trying to make things temporary everlasting. This is impossible. It's impossible. Our Creator is eternal from the beginning and eternal always. He have always existed, and he began the creation and he end creation. And his power is so great that all he is to do when he wants something done is to speak it into existence and speak it out of existence. That's the type of power he has. He created us and put us in this world to test us. This world is only a test and a trial to see who will believe in the unseen reality of the Creator and his world, or who will believe in this unreal world, which is just an illusion. Huh? The true world of Allah's eternal reality is the only reality. True faith will take us out of this unreal world of thinking. See, world means thinking. Your world is how you think. And true faith in Allah, true submission to Allah, will take your thinking out of this world like it did Prophet Muhammad and bring you into a totally new world that is only pure and clean and good thinking, righteous thinking. Okay, as we go on, this world is a world of deception. And Allah will take you out of this world of deception if you sincerely submit to his will wholeheartedly and bring you back into his world of reality in your soul and in your intelligence, your mind. But we must choose his world over this unreal world. Allah will not force us. It's for our own soul salvation. We are God-like in our true nature. This means we are good human beings by nature. Allah said he created the nature of good in every human being, every baby. Being in our true hearts and being in our true souls, we are in our heart and in our soul, we're good people. We're good human beings, just like our Creator created us. The choice is ours, and it is a personal choice to choose to follow the will of your Creator or to follow your evil will. The choice is yours, it's personal. Nobody can bear the burdens of another human being. You got to bear your own burdens of being responsible to obey Allah, your Creator, or disobey him. We can save our souls thinking deep about this truth. This will save your eternal souls. Okay, we'll wrap this up. Everything in creation is constantly evolving, changing, going back to its destination, which is Allah, the Creator. Why do we as human beings think we don't have to do the same thing? We are one with all creation. So we either grow with creation or die. And this death is a spiritual death, because all creation started from the Creator, and all creation goes back to him. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And we thank you for joining us this morning. And I want to recognize that we do have some guests this morning, and I don't want to delay them for the comments that they might have. We have 202-413 number calling. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? You have any comments to make?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yeah, I'm just listening to the show. How's everybody, and what a great show it is.
We're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's a beautiful blessing to just wake up to be able to speak to you all and try to encourage you all in the right and to call you away from the haram, the forbidden. You know, I just feel good, and I thank you for coming on, and because I invited you on, and you are lady true to your word. You came on. I know you have something good to say. I know you might be enjoying the program, but I know all of us got some good to share with each other. So I want to get that good too. So don't deprive me of that good that Almighty God Allah has put in you either. Don't deprive us of that good. So we want to hear something from you this morning, beautiful sister
okay,
Muslima.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah, okay, thank you. I mean, you guys, you know, as usual, always put the cap on it because you work so well together. The subject, the reality of the creation, is it?
Creator.
Creator, okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful topic. I did want to ask you when you said about your following, when you follow, you know, you have a choice to follow the Creator's will versus following your own will. Can you elaborate what you said about following your own will?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That's a very good question. What I mean by following your own will, the Creator said that Allah in the Quran, He says that He's given a man a limited amount of freedom of choice. And with this limited, it's limited now, with this limited amount of freedom of choice, we have the opportunity to choose the good, and we have the opportunity to choose the bad that we see. And we also have the opportunity to choose the good inside of us that whispers to us, and we have the opportunity to choose the bad inside of us that whispers to us. So this is basically where I'm coming from. We have the will. In other words, nothing happened without the will. Basically is your intention, because the law says actions are but by intentions. So our will come from our intent. It's like I say, I intend to go out there and rob somebody. Well, I got to first have the will, and my will come from my intention. I say, I will do it. I intend to do it, and I will do it, and I go and do it. So, you know, that's what will is. That's what I mean by will. We have the freedom to choose to do good or the freedom to choose to do bad. I hope I answered your question clearly.
Yeah, thank you. And when those people around us are following the wrong choice, then that we have the will to not follow them as well. You have that freedom of choice. You know, people often want to blame stuff on other people for what happens to them. It's just like, you know, people who say, like a person is shoplifting, then they, you know, they say, if you're with them, you're going down too. So it's important to have a good will to watch the company that you're with.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, you know, I want to mention this. You know, I'm a singer. I like to sing. A group called Earth, Wind, and Fire, the three elements of nature, they had a song called Keep Your Head to the Sky. And in this song, one of the some of the lyrics they said was, God, Allah, gave us a will to be free. The purpose of that will, His will, with us for us to live in His reality. So you see, even they knew that everybody have a will, but if you don't want to live in reality, see, you know, I used to do evil. I'm gonna talk about myself and before Islam, and consciously do evil and wrong and a lot of the terrible things. I had the will to do that. I was ignorant. And you know, so long as I had the will to do wrong, I wasn't free. See, because what do wrong do? When we choose wrong, we cut our freedom off by death and destruction. Evil destroys. Wrong and wickedness destroys life. And good brings life in, sustains life, and enhances life, and evolves life to better life, choosing good. But you have to have the will to do good. Prophet Muhammad had the will to do good 1,400 years ago. And because of him having the will to do good, his will led his intentions to take him into the path of Allah's goodness. Allah will guide you when you have the will to do good. Because Allah is all good, and Allah say all good comes from Allah, him. And he say all the bad that happened in the man and woman life, the human being, they come from our own will. That's what he say. So, you know, will is very important in terms of worship. But I would like to say more importantly, niyat, intention, is most important, because Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said Allah will raise us up on the day of judgment, resurrection, and judgment based on our intentions in this world. Now check that out. He didn't say our actions. He said our intentions. So before we do anything in life, we should base our whole life on good intentions. Once you become a Muslim, we take a shahada, a covenant. We say, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadu Rasulullah. We say there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his last messenger and prophet. And we are saying that with good intentions. If we do it with good intentions, then that, at that point, we no longer have a will of our own. Our will is to follow Allah's will and to follow the sunnah, the life example of his last prophet Muhammad. And you don't have to tell anybody you're Muslim. They will be able to see your life like they seen Prophet Muhammad's life before he was even mentioned as the prophet of Allah, the last prophet. His enemies that was trying to kill him, they entrusted their wealth, and they worshiped their wealth with that man because he was so trustworthy. Why? He was trustworthy because he had the will to do good in the evil world. And we can have a will to do good in the evil world if we want to. And all will is, to another word for will in this English language, is want. It's what you want to do. What do you want to do? When I was out there in the world, unconscious of God, I wanted to do evil because it looks, I looked like you could gain in evil. I was gaining things in evil, but was it really a gain? It wasn't no gain. It was a loss. Allah say he succeeds who purifies their soul and their life, and he or she fails that corrupts their life in a career of sin, in a career of hypocrisy. That's sin too, you know. A lot of people don't talk about hypocrisy nowadays, but I talk about it a lot, because all you got in the religion of Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and other smaller religions is hypocrisy. Most of the people, 99% of the people are hypocrites. You'll find probably, and this is accurate according to Allah, 1% in all religions, Prophet Muhammad said, would be true believers in this last days and times we're living in. And it's not the last days and times of this world or creation. It's the last days and time of people doing evil in Allah's world down here. He's finna stop that stuff. So if you're evil, you're finna be destroyed. And Allah ain't going to destroy you. You're going to destroy yourself. But he is going to destroy you, because this is his creation, and he give you long enough time to change and study the past and see what happened to those in the past who continued on in evil and oppression. They brought about his wrath. See, you can bring about Allah's wrath just in a continuation of hypocrisy and sin. You're doing nothing but you're building and building up your destruction. And so when the world builds up its destruction, Allah is going to destroy the world of evil people like he did in the days of Prophet Noah. Peace.
As-salamu alaykum, as-salamu alaykum. Yes, Imam Shahid Shabazz coming on with a strong and beautiful discussion today. And we want to thank him. And I want to let you know, those of you who might have just come on, And those in the listening audience who choose not to come on, that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, the reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is, this world's life is goods and chattels of deception. I see we have another guest who's been on for a little while here, and we want to get to this guest and invite them to express themselves, ask questions, and make a comment. The number here is a 202-674-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
This is Nafisa calling from Washington, D.C., and I give all praise to Allah. Yeah, because I've been in the hospital sick, and I thank him for every day. You know, all praises to Allah. And I understand, you know, what we have to do in this world.
Beautiful, beautiful, sister. We're so glad to have you on this morning. I had a lot of things going. I went to call you, but the phone was acting up, the computers were acting up, and I was in such a rush. I didn't get the call. I planned to call a few people. I said, oh, my goodness, I really want to get to Nafisa. I said, because she is one of our two supported persons that comes on and supports us quite a bit, and she seems to enjoy the show. So I am so thankful that you did come on anyway, even though I wasn't able to contact you this morning, but I did have you in mind. I'm so glad that Allah, yes, bless you, sister. Sister, she's in and out of a hospital here lately, and you're concerned about her, but we pray for her, and Allah always brings her through. So we pray that, inshallah, he will heal her completely of her discomfort that she's having right now, and give her good health and sense back to be able to get about that she used to get about and continue to do the dawah. But, of course, she does dawah whether she's in bed or whether she's moving about. And that's the beauty of it all, the blessing in it all. Is there anything more that you would like to say?
No, not today, inshallah, next meeting.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I understand that. Sister, we're just glad to have you with us. All right, now we'll turn the discussion back to Imam, the host, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you, Sister Nafisa, for not feeling well, being ill. But I do want you to know that I just recently came out of the hospital with a heart procedure. And if you seen me, you wouldn't believe it. I have full strength. I'm better than I was before I went in. I went in with the mind that Allah, you knows best. And if I don't come out and I come back home to you, I'm ready for you. And I went under I was out for 4 hours in with the heart procedure. And I was just in Allah's world. And I knew that Allah said also to His Prophet Muhammad to teach us that whatever a believer, not a Muslim, but a believer suffer in this world, it's a purification. We were being purified of our sins so that when we leave this world, this wicked world, we'll be free of the sins of this wicked, evil world, and we come back before Allah on the day of judgment without any fear of going into the hell fire for those sinners who sinned in this world, prayed with Allah, prayed with faith, you know, say they had faith and still did evil. I'm talking about hypocrisy and people who just do evil, just don't want to claim God at all and do evil. They're called munafiquns and kafiruns, rejecters of faith and hypocrites. They're one and the same. So I know you're a sincere sister, and you're going to be good. You are already good right now, and just by you having the strength to just come on and speak, you're one of our greatest supporters. I pray that Almighty God Allah will to give you comfort and ease and purification and bless you with ease whatever way he chooses soon, because you're a beautiful sister, so that you can get back out here and do this beautiful dialogue, calling people, other people to the remembrance of Almighty God Allah and the worship of Almighty God Allah for which we was created. And, you know, I just wanted to say that prayer for you, as people have prayed for me, and I know that I didn't come through without prayer. Prayer changes things. We were taught that as children, and I say it as an adult. Prayer changes things. It changed things with me when I went in the hospital recently, a month and a half ago. Allahu Akbar. And I kept praising Allah in the hospital. I had any breath, if they won't put an IVs in me, needles in me. And as they were doing that, I kept praising Allah. When they leave the room, lots of times I could get up, I'd get over in the chair because the bed wasn't comfortable, and just be praying to Allah, saying du'as, you know. So prayer changes things. You keep praying, and you go on it sincerely, and Allah going to guarantee you, you're coming through on top. Allah said the believers must eventually win through.
Alhamdulillah.
I mean, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. You're listening to his Sunday morning's radio broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. And for those of you who might be just coming on, today's discussion is This World's Life is Goods and Chattels of Deception. So we want to remind you that what you see now is not forever, and you are not forever. Those of you, there are many out there who want to live a life as though they're going to live forever. And they can do anything they want to do, how they want to do it, and when they want to do it. But as you can see, the result of evil is evil. And if you choose to have the will to do evil, your reward will be evil. Generally, if you don't end up in hell, you're going to end up in jail. It doesn't work any other way. But we have a world today where people, as we can see, have chosen to do evil. And taking a life of any kind, the human life, the animal life, the beautiful earth, the life that Allah is spending it for us to exist on and to nourish us, everything is used and destroyed by the hands of humans who choose not to follow Allah's will. It's in a destructive way for no reason at all, because of self, their self-will telling them to do this evil. And you can see how what evil has brought the world to today. Corruption just seems to be all over. Every time you pick up the paper, turn on the news, or look around you, there's some type of evil going on. So we want you to know, people, that this is not forever. Mm-hmm. Evil has its end, mm-hmm. but you're not really in this world. You're of this world, but you're not in it. The reality is that your world is not this world. Your world is the unseen world that you will return to, whether you want to believe it or not, accept it or not. Once you pass on, return to your Creator, you will not be in this world, but you will still be. You will exist. Your soul will exist. And so therefore, people, it's important to try to ask to seek why you are here. Who put you here? What purpose did he put you here? And what can you do to make this world a better world? Instead of complaining about the evil, those who call themselves good, those who call themselves servants of their Creator, instead of complaining about the evil, you unite, you get together, good, and see what we can do to remove this evil that's on the planet. It's not going anywhere until we do something, the people, the inhabitants.
Can I say something, co-host? Can I come in at this time and say something?
Yes, sir.
Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all systems of knowledge, he say he will never change an individual, or he will never change the whole human race until we first change what's in our hearts, our souls. And what do he mean by that? He means he made everything he created good, and he created the nature of good in every human being. And when you change that good to living a bad life, you done left your good godly nature, and you bring the evil and destruction on yourself. And he said, when you want to come back to that good, you get tired of evil. See, you ain't going to stop doing wrong until you get tired of doing wrong. See, you got to be tired of being tired of doing wrong before you sincerely cry out. I cried out to Allah when I was out there in the evil, and I went in the house by myself, went in the room, laid down on the floor, cried. I humbled myself. I said, take me, Allah. I said, if there ain't no other way to live than live in this evil of this evil world, you can take me on home right now. And I meant that. And after I did that, I had a sister, interrupted me a little bit, whoever. But after I did that, I went down the young lady house I was supposed to be my girlfriend at that time. And I felt strange. I felt like Allah had changed my life that night. And he did, because after I got through praying and crying, I prayed and cried so much I couldn't cry no more. And I left and walked down the street to my girlfriend's house. And they were back in the kitchen playing a card game called Spades at that time. My mother, her mother, my sister, and her. And I didn't want to go right in there on them because I felt like I was a bright light. And I felt like I might blind them going in there on them all of a sudden. So I didn't want to go in there. I wanted to wait. And I sit over in the corner in the living room in the dark for a while and just meditated on what had the experience I had just went through. And I called my girlfriend up there, and they had a middle room too. So when she got to the middle room, she looked over at me in the corner. She could hardly see me, but she started hollering and screaming. And I wanted to know what she was hollering and screaming for. I said, what's wrong with you? I said, come on over here. I want to talk to you. She just called my name, Gerald. Gerald. That's still my name, Gerald. 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 And I say, what's wrong with you? I mean, say, I was so calm. I said, come on over here and sit down beside me. I want to talk to you and share something with you. And when she got over there, finally, she calmed down. She walked over there to me where I was at, and she sat down beside me. And I said, why was you hollering like that? She said, I seen little lights all over your body in the dark. You was glowing. That was the beginning of my spiritual life coming back. And it was about a year after that, maybe less than a year, my brother came to me and introduced me to Islam. And I accepted Islam. I was 19 years old. So I wanted to change my condition from that evil, robbing, stealing, and other old abominable things I was doing. I wanted to change. You got to have the will to be free from evil. And then Allah will guide you to his reality, which is al-Islam. Islam is the only reality that will lead you, the only way. The Quran is the only book that's untampered with by corruption. It's been protected by Allah for all mankind today, because this is your last chance to get back to your Creator and get in His kingdom. I'm talking about everybody, every human being. You can call yourself a Christian you want to and condemn Muslims or anybody else. And Muslims, you can keep playing with Islam all you want. You're going to lose your chances, win your last chances now. This is the final call for you to come back to Allah. After this call, after Allah destroyed evil this time, and all the Muslims who are evil too, you're going to be destroyed. You ain't going to be able to get back to Allah. On the day of judgment, you're going straight to hell. So Muslims, I want to warn you, stop playing with Allah. Stop playing with Allah, I said loud. They said, James Brown said, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm saying it loud, and I'm strong in my faith in Allah, and I'm proud to be. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. As you can see, brother, he's teaching today. Yes, he is. Yes, indeed. And yes, reaching, reaching the soul for you to think, for you to concentrate, for you to ponder about yourself, your life, and the reality of the fact of your return, that this world is nothing, as our discussion of today, this world's life is goods and chattels of deception. Not for real, but we do have a real life. So let's think about that real life and where it is and how we have to do what we have to do to get to that real life. I see that you have a new guest on, and who's been on for a few minutes now. So I want to bring that guest to you. The guest is 336-2037. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Mutar Bassam Abdullah Muhammad. I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I've been a Muslim all my life since I was born, but I didn't understand what I was because there was no one to teach me. And I was raised up in a house with Christians, and my grandmother was the type of person to where I was thinking to myself, even today, that she had to come in contact with someone that had a knowledge of Islam because she carried herself as a Muslim, and she did not fight. She did not fight with anyone who said that they was a Christian. She just taught the way she could teach him, and eventually, I caught on to what she was trying to say, because you know our people are very bashful when it comes to truth. As I was have been learning from the Imam who I travel with, and this dunya, and walk through the valley of shadow of death, not fearing no evil, because I understood and knew that I had a soldier with me, and his brother Shahid Muhammad, who's the speaker of the show today, and I've walked many miles with this brother and talked with him, and I understood and know that Allah had blessed him and put something in him that I've seen that I wanted to become a part of. And I've been walking with him and striving with him and learning from him. And he's my inspiration, you know what I'm saying, to be a good Muslim. Today, this world right here is in the condition that it's in because there's no believers. I ain't saying Muslim, but there's no believers out in the streets teaching these brothers and sisters what they need to be taught them. I was looking at a few incidents when me and the brother was out there going door to door, doing da'wah, offering them different pamphlets and books and carry the oils and incense because they like nice things. They like to smell good. They want to smell like a Muslim. They want to inhale, you know what I'm saying, the beautiful smell of a Muslim, you know what I'm saying, which is paradise. And when they're in our midst, I can tell that they're totally different as a people. This world is not it's not vibing the way it should vibe, because the Muslims in this world are not the believers in this world, are doing what they're supposed to do. But these brothers and sisters who call themselves Muslims, you just can't be a Muslim and stand inside of a mosque and dick all day and form Salat. You have to show these brothers and sisters what it's about and how to live. Truth knocks the brain out of falsehood. But if there's no truth coming to the people, we can't get upset and we can't get mad because they're acting the way they're acting. We have to teach them first. And once we teach them and show them that we love them, you know what I'm saying, and that we're there for them 100%. I was talking to the brother last night, Brother Shahid. All praise be to Allah for you, brother. And
thank you.
I understand and know that a soldier is a soldier. You know what I'm saying? And we have to be in the front. You know, and I told the brother the other day, I said, brother, you walk 3 miles in one direction, just about 3 miles in one direction. And I know how hateful people are in this world. But I say, brother, they are not going to mess with you because you carry a light. And when you carry a light, that light right there is also tampers into their life and the understanding they have, and they know and understand that you're not playing. Because a lot of brothers and sisters in the streets, you know what I'm saying, they won't even walk a half a block to even speak and say, hey, how y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? We Muslims, we want to give you an introduction to Islam, and but yet this brother right here walks, I will walk with him. Sometimes I'm younger, way younger, but this brother right here, I said, man, how in the world? I was saying myself, how in the world? This brother right here has the energy and strength they have, but I understand now. It's Allah. It's Islam. It's a fight for justice. It's a fight for righteousness.
That's
bringing
right.
People back to, bringing people back to the true nature of themselves as a humanity. You know what I'm saying? And Islam is the only thing going to, you know what I'm saying, change the condition of people. This world
correct.
Is mean. This world is mean and savagery because the Muslims, the believers are not doing, or I'm saying the Muslims are not doing what they're supposed to do. It's
That's
too many
exactly
Muslims.
Right.
It's too many Muslims in this community. I see the Jehovah's Witness going door to door.
That's right.
Door to door. Getting the doors slammed in the face.
That's right.
Bust out and everything else. But I don't see, I never seen a Muslim knock on my door. In my whole life, I never heard a Muslim knock on the door. Hey, how you doing? Besides Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, come over there. I seen him one day when I first met him. And when he came there, knocked on the door, I talked to him 5 minutes. And the next day, we was all down at Durham, door to door.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking Islam. See, you see, a Muslim, it don't take you that long to wake up. Muslims, I ask you, in the name of Allah, wake up and do your duty. I understand you love your children, you love your wife. Brother, you got a duty to humanity. Leave
That's
them
right.
for eight, nine, leave them 8-9 hours or leave them forever. Go into the community and do what Allah say, or don't be able to make it back when you go out there and check and jive. This was happening right here today because we're not, you know what I'm saying, we're not, as Muslims, we're not doing what you're supposed to do. It's a lie. I'm striving to be the best that I can be as a Muslim. And that's all we can do. Become to be a believer. Proof knocks the brain out of falsehood and calls it to vanish. Now,
that's
because
right.
Since it's doing falsehood and foolishness, the truth haven't entered your heart yet. You know what I'm saying? Until you give what your brother, will give your brother and your sister what they need, they break down. It ain't any such thing as a stranded Muslim.
That's
it
right,
ain't
brother.
Such thing as a homeless Muslim. I
That's right,
you, brother.
What
are y'all into? I'm asking the world, as Muslims, what are y'all into? You have people come from overseas to come and teach you, and they don't know how to live.
That's
all
right.
Praise to be to Allah. They don't know how to live. The one's going to lead and teach you and guide you to a right. We went through H to get there. So we're here now. You know what I'm saying? Give us our respect. Give us our due. Give Brother Muhammad his due. This brother right here is a pioneer of Islam, a soldier of Islam. I'm not praising anyone, but I praise Allah in him. So if I say all praise be to this brother right here, all praise be to Allah in him. It's not talking
Thank
about
you,
the physical makeup. I'm talking about Allah in him. See, you know what I'm saying? A message is going to come up in our midst. You know what I'm saying? And Prophet Muhammad, he done what he's supposed to do, all praise be to Allah. But
yes,
then,
sir.
He, you know what I'm saying? Then he left the word. He left the word to us to be good Muslims. To spend,
That's right.
Spend what Allah have blessed us with to free Muslims. Brother,
That's
what,
right.
are y'all, what are we doing? What are we doing? You got Muslims staying in shelters who bad witness of Allah, ain't got nothing to eat, selling their blood for food, and you Muslims? Oh, my God. We have to wake up. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam. Beautiful, brother. Very powerful. Very compelling. If that didn't reach the soul of those who are sincere, you ain't got no soul.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, sir. Beautiful teaching, brother. May Allah bless you. And we thank you for supporting us and joining us today.
All praise be to Allah, sister. All praise be to Allah, brother Muhammad.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And thank you for coming on. Very profound, brother, and very soul-stirring, brother. Thank you for the beautiful comments about me. I don't need nobody to validify me or give me no accolades because a humble believer in Allah, all we want to see is the world better. We don't want no praise because we know all praise is due to Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. We know that,
sir.
And we give Allah all praise.
Sir.
When we do the work, we praise in Allah. When you make prayer,
sir.
You ain't praising Allah. But when you get up from prayer and go work, then you praise in Allah because Prophet Muhammad said work is worship. He didn't say running off at your mouth talking is worship. That's all the Muslims doing, most of them. Running off at their mouth. Ain't doing the work. They ain't doing
sir.
The work. Talking,
yes,
talking won't change the world. It's working that's going to change the world. Talking didn't get the world in the state it's in now. It was working in evil that got the world in the state it's in now. And it's working in righteousness, firmly, with no fear, that's going to change the world. And I tell you why I know that for a fact, because Allah says in the Holy Quran, his final revelation to all mankind, he said the believers, not the Muslim, the believers must eventually win through. And he said in that same paragraph, the unbelievers must fail to win through. He done guaranteed us victory. What you waiting on? What you scared of? Your creator done guaranteed you victory over evil. But you first got to conquer the evil in you before you're going to go out there in the world and conquer the evil in the world. Peace.
Yes.
Peace. Thank you, brother. We want to say that we have now about 2 minutes left. So if you want to close out this time with prayer, we will close out for today. Thank our guests for joining us. And ask that they join us again this time next week, the same time, at 10:30. For the reality
yes.
of the Creator with Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes,
right,
I would like for Brother Muta to close out in prayer.
Yes,
thank
I will. I want you brothers and sisters to understand and know that I would never praise any man, woman, or child. But I want you brothers to understand and know that when I speak of Allah, when I say all praise be to Allah in a person, I'm talking about the root inside of this brother. I'm talking about the Lord inside of this brother. The side of the sister, you know, because all praises are due to Allah. All praises due to Allah and Allah alone. I close out with the prayer. Uzu bilhi min shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawm al-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim. Wala zulim.
Ameen.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. We enjoyed your comments, and we want you to come again and invite someone else to come with you. Have a pleasant day, everyone. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
All praise be to Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
You know how to write all that you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Brother Muhammad. His radio station.
Oh, word?
You got a radio station? Yeah. Y'all don't know I know.
Hey, yeah, you know I'm Muslim. He was in the car with Brother Muhammad the other day.
Got back there. Got back there.
What'd you say?
Can't please the name, brother.
I'm saying.